Chapter 9. Kendrick Castle. Jean! Lisa was shaking her. For God's sake, wake up! Jean opened her eyes sluggishly to see Lisa's face above her. Scared. She looked so scared. Why would she... Good! You're awake! Lisa's arms were around her, and she was helping her to sit up. Don't lie back down. It took me forever to wake you. You almost sent me around the bend. She drew a deep breath. Now, are you okay? You were crying and whimpering like a baby, and when I tried to wake you up, you just lay there like an effigy on a tomb. Were you having a nightmare? I don't think so. Or maybe I was. It's all a blur. She ran a shaking hand through her hair. I don't remember anything but a terrible horror and sadness. An overwhelming sadness. I'd say that qualifies as a nightmare. Lisa opened a bottle of water and handed it to her. And I'm glad that I was here instead of Michael. She made a face. It might have scared him just like it did me. I'm sorry. But I'm fine now. It wasn't true. She was still feeling lethargic and numbingly heavy. She took a drink of water and glanced at her watch. It's only a little after 4. Why don't you try to go back to sleep? Lisa nodded. I will. We both will. As soon as I tuck you in. Lisa. Shut up. I'm doing my job. She took the water bottle from Jane and pushed her back down in her sleeping bag. But I don't see how you can be comfortable with all these sketches around you. Did you go to sleep working on them? Sketches? She raised herself on her elbow, watching Lisa as she gathered several drawings scattered on the floor around Jane's sleeping bag. No. They were on the camp chair. Lisa shook her head. I don't recall a windstorm blowing through the tent last night, so you must not be remembering correctly. She finished picking up the loose sketches and opened the sketchbook. Those dig sketches are still in here. It's these other 4 that were on the floor. She frowned. The ones...